This is the Sakar Merli of the 3rd of January 2026. Essence, sweet children, continue to follow Srimat at every step. Don't be confused about whether these are Brahma's directions or Shiv Baba's. Question. What deep things do the children who have good brains easily understand? Answer. The children who have good brains easily understand whether it is Brahma Baba or Shiv Baba who is explaining. Some get confused about this. Baba says, children, Bap and Dada are both together. Therefore, don't be confused. Continue to move along while considering it to be Srimat. Shiv Baba is responsible for any directions you receive from Brahma. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father is explaining to you, children. You understand that only you Brahmins recognize the Spiritual Father. No human being in the world knows the Spiritual Father, the one who is called God, the Father, and the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. It is only when the Spiritual Father comes that he can give recognition to you spiritual children. This knowledge neither exists at the beginning of the world nor at the end of the world. You have now received the knowledge that this is the confluence of the end of the old world and the beginning of the new world. Since you didn't know about this confluence age, how could you know the Father? They say, O Purifier, come, come and purify us. However, they don't know who the Purifier is or when he comes. The Father says, no one knows me as I am or what I am. It is only when I come and give you my introduction that anyone knows me. Only once, at the confluence age, do I give you the introduction of myself and of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. I come once every cycle. Whatever I explain to you then disappears. No human being from the Golden Age to the end of the Iron Age knows me, the Supreme Father, nor do they know Brahma, Vishnu or Shankar. It is human beings who call out to me. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar don't call out to me. It is when human beings experience sorrow that they call out. There is no question of this in the subtle region. The Spiritual Father comes and sits here and explains to his spiritual children, that is, to you spirits. Acha, what is the name of the Spiritual Father? The one who is called Baba must definitely have a name. Really, just the one name, Shiva, is remembered. That one's name is very famous, but human beings have given him many names. On the path of devotion, even though the name is still Shiva, they created lingam forms with their own intellects. The Father says, I only come once. I come and give you your inheritance of liberation and liberation in life. Although human beings speak of the land of liberation and the land of Nirvana, they don't understand anything. They neither know the Father nor the deities. No one understands how the Father comes in Bharat and establishes a kingdom. None of these things are mentioned in the scriptures. How does the Supreme Father come and establish the deity religion? It isn't that the deities in the Golden Age had knowledge which disappeared, no. If the deities had had this knowledge, it would have continued from then on. The knowledge of those Islamists and Buddhists has continued. You all understand that this knowledge disappears. When I come, I purify souls who have been made impure and who have lost their kingdom. There used to be your kingdom in Barat, so how did you lose it? No one knows this either. This is why the Father says, the intellects of you children have become very degraded. I come and give you children this knowledge, and then give you your reward. Then all of you forget everything. You forget everything about how the Father came and gave you children all the teachings. This too is fixed in the drama. You children need to have vast intellects with which to churn the ocean of knowledge. The Father says, in the Golden and Silver Ages, you didn't study the scriptures that you studied later. They didn't exist there. You forgot this knowledge. So where did the Gita and the scriptures come from? Those who had heard the Gita and attained a status didn't understand anything. Therefore, how could those others understand anything? Even the deities cannot know how they change from ordinary human beings into deities. Your part of making that effort came to an end, and your reward began. How can this knowledge exist there? The Father explains, you are once again receiving this knowledge exactly as you did in the previous cycle. You are taught Raj Yoga and then given the reward. There is no degradation there. Therefore, the question of this knowledge cannot arise there. This knowledge is for attaining salvation. It is only the One Father who gives you this. The words salvation and degradation emerge here. Only the people of Barat receive salvation. They believe that Heavenly God the Father created heaven. They don't know anything about when it was created. Hundreds of thousands of years are mentioned in the scriptures. The Father says, children, I am giving you this knowledge once again. Then, when this knowledge disappears, devotion begins. For half a cycle there is this knowledge, and for half a cycle there is devotion. No one understands this either. They have given the Golden Age a duration of hundreds of thousands of years. So how can they understand anything? If they have forgotten everything of just 5,000 years, how could they know anything of hundreds of thousands of years? They don't understand anything at all. The Father explains everything so easily. The duration of each cycle is 5,000 years. And there are just four ages in that. The four ages have an equal duration of 1,250 years each. This is the midget age of Brahmins. Compared with the four ages, this age is very short. The Father explains new points to you in many different ways, so you have to imbibe them. You also have to make effort. Whatever he explains to you, that part continues according to the drama. Whatever I had to tell you today, that is what I am telling you, It continues to emerge. You continue to hear it. You have to imbibe it and also inspire others to do so. I don't have to imbibe it. I tell you and inspire you to imbibe it. It is my soul who has the part of purifying the impure. Whatever I explained in the previous cycle, that continues to emerge. Even though this soul churns this ocean of knowledge, I don't know in advance what I'm going to tell you. It is a very deep matter as to whether it is this one who churns everything and speaks to you, or whether it is Baba who speaks. A very good brain is required for this. Those who keep busy doing service will constantly churn this ocean of knowledge. In fact, Kumaris are free from bondage. They can busy themselves in this spiritual study as they don't have any bondage. Kumaris can take this knowledge very well. They have to study and teach others. They don't need to earn an income. When Kumaris understand this knowledge very well, they can become very good. If they are sensible, they will busy themselves in earning this income. Some study worldly studies with great interest. It is explained that there is no benefit in those studies. You can study this spiritual study here and busy yourself with doing service. Those studies are of no use. They just study and then become housewives and occupy themselves with household activities. Kumaris should occupy themselves with this knowledge. You have to follow Srimat at every step, and then occupy yourselves with imbibing all of this. Mama came at the beginning and occupied herself with this study. So many Kumaris have now disappeared. Kumaris have a very good chance. If you follow Srimat, you can become very first class. Many get confused, wondering whether this is Srimat or the directions of Brahma. However, this is Baba's chariot. If you follow Srimat and this one makes a mistake, then that one will rectify everything himself. Only through this one can you receive Srimat. Always remember that you are receiving Srimat. Then, no matter what happens, he himself is responsible. If something happens through this one, then Baba says, I am responsible. This secret is fixed in the drama. He also can reform this one. He is the father after all. Bap and Dada are both together. This is why you get confused and say, I don't know whether Shiv Baba is saying this or Brahma is saying it. If you were to believe that only Shiv Baba gives you directions, you would never fluctuate. Whatever Shiv Baba explains is right. You say, Baba, you are my father, teacher and guru. Therefore, you should follow Srimat, should you not? You have to follow whatever he tells you. Always consider it to be Shiv Baba who is speaking to you. He is the benefactor. The responsibility for this one lies with that one. This one is his chariot. Why do you become confused and say, I don't know whether this is Brahma's advice or Shiv Baba's. Why don't you understand that it is only Shiv Baba who is explaining everything? continue to do what Srimat tells you? Why do you follow the dictates of others? When you follow Srimat, you will never doze off. However, you are unable to follow it because you become confused. Baba says, have faith in Srimat, and then I am responsible. If you don't have faith, I am not responsible. Constantly understand that you have to follow Srimat. When it is sung, whether you love us or whether you beat us, it is sung of that one. There is no question of kicking anyone in this. However, it is very difficult for anyone to have faith. If you were to have full faith, you would reach your Karmateet stage. But time is required to reach that stage. That will be your stage at the end. Your faith about this matter needs to be unshakable. Shiv Baba can never make a mistake. This one can make a mistake. Both of us are together. However, you have to have the faith that it is Shiv Baba who is explaining and that you also have to follow what he says. Therefore, continue to move along, considering it to be Baba's Srimat, and then anything wrong will be put right. In some cases, there is a misunderstanding. Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba's Murlis have to be understood very clearly. It doesn't matter whether Baba said it or this one said it. It isn't that Brahma doesn't speak at all. However, Baba explained it. Just understand that Brahma doesn't know anything and that it is Shiv Baba who is saying everything. I am bathing Shiv Baba's chariot. I am serving in Shiv Baba's kitchen. If you just remember this, that too is very good. Do everything while staying in remembrance of Shiv Baba, and you can go ahead of many. The main thing is the remembrance of Shiv Baba. Alpha and Beta and all the rest are detail. Pay attention to whatever the Father explains. Only the Father is the purifier and the ocean of knowledge. Only he changes impure Shudras into Brahmins. Only he purifies Brahmins. He doesn't purify Shudras. None of these things are mentioned in the Bhagavat, etc. Some of these words are mentioned in them. People don't even understand that Radha and Krishna become Lakshmi and Narayan. People get confused about this. Deities are part of the Sun Dynasty and the Moon Dynasty. There is the dynasty of Lakshmi and Narayan and that of Rama and Sita. The Father says, O people of Bharat, sweet children, just remember this. It is not a matter of hundreds of thousands of years. It is just a matter of yesterday when you were given the kingdom. You were given an abundance of wealth and prosperity. The Father made you into the masters of the whole world. There were no other countries at that time. So what happened to you then? None of the scholars or pundits know about these things. Only the Father says, O people of Bharat, I gave you your fortune of the kingdom. You also tell others, Shiv Baba says, I gave you so much wealth. So where did you lose all of that? The Father's inheritance is so great. The Father himself is asking you. After your father departs, dies, your friends and relatives ask you, what did you do with all the wealth that your father left you? That one is the unlimited father. The father made you into diamonds from shells. He gave you such a kingdom. So where did all that wealth go? How would you answer him? No one else understands anything. You understand that what Baba is asking is right. How did you become so poverty-stricken? At first, everything was Satipatthana, and then the degrees continued to decrease. Therefore, everything else also continued to decrease. In the Golden Age, you were Satipatthana. It was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. The names Lakshmi and Narayan are more famous than the names Radha and Krishna. There is no defamation of Lakshmi and Narayan. There is defamation written about all the others. No devils are portrayed in the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. Therefore, these matters have to be understood. Baba is filling your aprons with the wealth of this knowledge. The father says, children, beware of this Maya. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Be sensible and occupy yourself doing true service. The one father is responsible. Therefore, have no doubts about Srimat. Have unshakable faith. 2. Churn the ocean of this knowledge and pay attention to everything that the father says. Imbibe this knowledge yourself and then relate it to others. Blessing. May you be completely pure and realize your original and eternal real form. Both the original and eternal forms of you souls are pure. Impurity is artificial. It is a gift from Shudras. Brahmins cannot use things that belong to Shudras, so just have the thought, in my original and eternal real form, I, this soul, am a pure soul. Whenever you look at others, look at their real forms. Realize your real form, and you will then become completely pure and claim a first-class air-conditioned ticket. Slogan. Fill your apron with God's blessings so that Maya cannot come close to you. Aviat signal. In this Aviat month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. The majority of children have now cut away their iron chains, but their very refined and subtle strings still remain. There are many who feel that they have a good personality. They may not have goodness in them, but they feel that they are very good and that they are moving forward very quickly. The majority of you have those strings of being in a life of bondage. Bapdada now wishes to see you set free from those strings and liberated in life. Om Shanti.